This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
It's a new day with Rhett Palmer.
How are you doing, Wilford?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you. Okay, so this is New Day with Rhett Palmer on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial. Also here we're with my podcast, and we're also live streaming up here in Vero's Voice. Good to see you, my friend. How, yeah. I don't know, we've known each other for a long time. So what I want to ask you today is, this is a short little session, I want to ask you about your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Okay. So, and you've got a kind of a good story, a sort of a prodigal son story, right?
Yes, sir.
Were you brought up believing in the Lord?
Oh, no? Absolutely.
Okay, so you had a household of faith, and but had you made a commitment to him when you were younger?
Well, you know, at a young age, because of how I grew up, and my grandmother, my mother, you know, that's all they stressed, my aunts, my uncles, my mama, daddy, you know, and growing up, I think I got baptized at a very young age, and I loved the Lord. But then, you know, I got a little older, went off to college, and...
Wine, women, and song?
You call it whatever you want.
Where'd you go to college?
Bethune-Cookman University in Daytona Beach.
Oh, you did? Yes. I used to see their choir come down here.
I used to be in the gospel choir.
Were you?
They also have the concert choir as well.
Yeah, when they would come here, and they'd you know, predominantly black. And it was, and they'd come up the aisles of the church, and everybody I'm in heaven, man.
Yeah. My daughter was in that choir.
Really?
One of my brother was in that choir.
Now, that little old black lady.
She passed, Dr. Steele.
She was so nice to me.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Who couldn't love her? She exuded, you would have liked her.
Dr.
She was
Steele.
She was really nice.
Yeah.
And so it's just really glorious the way they do this, and it's predominantly, like I said, predominantly black, and... There seems to be a gifting from Negro spirituals or whatever wherever that comes from. But you know, even you and I, when we sing together, I got to find an excuse for you and I to make a recording together.
I know.
I love your voice.
Hey, I love your voice.
Yeah. And I write Negro spirituals. I used to think that maybe I was black in the last reincarnation. Of course, the scriptures say there is no reincarnation, but I don't know.
Until you moved into River County, you know, you were black in New York, and you got here and got caught up in this conservative. Diehard conservative movement, and then you remember, oh, I'm white. You know?
We were never taught those things. I was never taught. I didn't even know what. I learned that Jews are supposed to have big noses by a guy who's a Jew. You know? Oh, I didn't know that. That stuff was never taught.
Yeah.
You know, my house would just love everybody.
Yeah,
you brought her in household of faith, and then you go to college, and what did you do for a living?
What did I do
for them? After you graduated from, what did you go to do?
Retail.
Oh, retail.
I was in retail for 35 and a half years.
That's a long time.
It was. And had it ups and it downs, you know. Yeah. It's
amazing what
it's not for the weak.
Did you ever read the book, Why We Buy?
No.
I bought that book years ago. I only read a little portion of it. I want to find an old copy of it because it's amazing what it talks about. It's called Why We Buy, and it's like now they learn, like, you're going through a store, and people come, well, I just want some aspirin at the drugstore, and I just want this. So you go, and you don't grab a basket. All of a sudden, that limits what somebody's going to buy. So what they do is they have baskets at the end of the counter in the back, so all of a sudden you can get the basket and start filling up, because that's what people tend to do. So you increase your sales. Little secrets like that. Now, I want to get back to your faith. So you graduate from college, and you're working in the retail business, but at this point you've strayed away from, you know, church and everything.
Well, I was still going to church when I could, because, you know, in retail you work a lot of Sundays.
Okay.
And but, you know, I still pray. I still ask God for forgiveness, but I also enjoy life.
But you end up later on, you know, drinking a lot.
Yeah, I drank a lot. Yeah, that's when I started with Kmart. I started drinking a lot. You know, I guess I wasn't used to people, you know, treating people a certain way. I come up from a family that said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Me too.
And gave people respect. But,
yes.
You know, And I struggled with how people talk to people, and you know, in the back of your mind, you want to, like, go off.
Yeah, I know. I got a friend who works for Uber, who does the Uber thing, and I've been thinking about doing Uber. He says, well, 80% of the people are real nice, but there's 20% when they get in that in the back of your car, they think they own you, like you're some sort of slave driver or something. I have a great disdain for arrogance. You know, even in the scriptures, the Lord says, even a proud look is an abomination to God, I let agree alone with a proud, you know, attitude.
And in my younger years, I was a little radical, and so when people talked to me crazy, and you know, in the back of my mind, I just want to just help you out.
And help you out of the store.
Right. I wanted to help you out back then in those days, a little 21-year-old fella right out of college, and just as radical as he could be. But it was God, my mama's and daddy's prayers that kept me focused.
So what happens when you you end up, I know, because I know you as a friend, and you've told me this story many times, you end up sitting in your chair, you got a bottle of alcohol, and you actually hear the voice of the Lord.
Yes.
So you'd really gotten addicted to the alcohol, like I once was.
Well, my wife used to tell me, you drink too much, you're a drunk. I said, no, I just enjoy drinking. You know, you made a game, you made it funny.
Yeah.
And one day, 20-some years ago, I was home. I think it was on a Friday. I'll never forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a liter of Jack Daniel.
Yeah.
And I love my Westerns. And I was home that day after work watching a Western movie. And I kept hearing the voice of the Lord say, if you drink that, I'm going to kill you today.
You're going to die today.
You're going to die today. If you drink that, you're going to die today.
And so, okay, what
And I told
next?
The Lord, I'm going to drink that, and him and I can talk about it on a Monday. That's what I told him. I said, you and I are going to discuss this on a Monday. I said, now, I'm going to hang out with my brothers for the weekend. I'm off the weekend, and I'm going to enjoy life.
I'm going to dull my senses with this alcohol.
And I still watching my Western movies because I love Westerns.
But you didn't open up the bottle.
I did not because I knew what he said. And I understood
the
scriptures. See, when you understand the scriptures, you could be talking crazy, but let me tell you, when you understand the scriptures, and you know that God does not play.
God is not a man that he should lie.
That's right. And so, after about an hour, I just kept feeling the Holy Spirit on me, and I just started crying.
Really?
I'm crying like a baby. And I jumped up out of my chair, threw my arm out, just like this. I stretched my arms out. You know how the cross, how they have Jesus nailed on the cross.
Yeah.
I stretched my arms out, and I said, Lord, take that taste out of my mouth.
You mean the desire for it.
That's right. Immediately.
Instantaneously delivered.
I was set free.
That is amazing.
Immediately. 21 years, I haven't taken a drink. No craving. I remember now, I used to drink every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Oh, I've been there.
Stress was like wearing me down to a point where I almost became depressed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
I couldn't imagine life without. I didn't drink until I was 50 until my mom died. And then I said, I couldn't live without this at 5 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
But then it became an addiction. I had to call out at 2 o'clock in one morning. I called out on the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, I've been trying. You know, I've traveled all around the United States. Where am I trying? I said, tomorrow night I won't drink. Tomorrow night I won't drink. Never happened. And then finally, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I said, Lord, I need your help. I can't do this on my own. I humbled myself and within days found myself in a 12-step program. I was not instantaneously delivered like you were, but I have many friends who were.
But here's the catch.
Yes.
I was not a habitual drinker until I got transferred to Vero Beach in 89. Now,
what does that say
because,
about
you, girl? I'm going to tell you what happened.
Yes, sir.
Nobody knew Wilford Hart in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh.
Nobody knew Wilford Hart in Marathon. Nobody knew Wilford Hart in Metro Atlanta or Tennessee or Plant City or Fernandita Beach or Crystal River. Nobody knew Wilford Hart. They knew his name, but they didn't know his daddy's name.
Your father lived here.
Soon as I got transferred back this way, Never wanted to come back.
Accountability.
That's Mr. Hart's son.
Mm.
That burden.
I don't want to hurt my father's that reputation. Burden now. Your father is famous. He was one of my first guests 30 years ago.
That burden now back on me.
Yeah.
When I left here at the age of 17 and went off to college,
yeah,
I was free. Now I'm no longer Mr. Hart's son. Even though I'm Mr. Hart's son,
yeah, you're living independent.
Nobody knew who my daddy was or is.
So what happened?
I see. What happened?
Yeah.
I started drinking. I started hanging out with the elite of the elite of Indian River County.
Yeah.
The lawyers, the doctors, the David, and all us, like every day, but consuming.
But the Lord delivered you of that.
He did.
And you haven't touched a drop in how many years?
21 years.
21 years.
21 years.
And so how is your relationship with the Lord now?
Oh, man, I'm a deacon in the church. I teach the adult class Sunday school. On my Facebook page every morning, I'm talking about Jesus in the morning time to encourage folks. And believe it or not, some of the most, some lawyers in this town, doctors and other folks that are on my Facebook page, politicians, they're so encouraged that privately they tell me, Wilford, don't stop what you're doing. I didn't think my message was getting out, but you just never know. Everybody don't respond, good morning.
But they're observing you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And
Wilford, we're about out of time for today. Wilford Hart's been my friend for many years. Give me a 20-second quick prayer for people to, if you want,
Father,
be introduced
God
to Jesus.
In heaven, we come before you right now. Just to, first of all, we have to ask for forgiveness of our sins.
Please forgive.
And once we ask for forgiveness, then we commit ourselves to God. There's a couple of things you just need to know. That Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. And if you believe that Jesus died, you believe that Jesus was buried, you believe that Jesus rose on the third day, you are saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Wilford Hart, and it's great to see you again.
Yes, sir.
And don't forget, folks, to listen to our afternoon show from 3 to 4, and I'll have a longer interview with Wilford in the near future, I hope. And just remember, someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness. As it is written, give unto others, your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun. Who loves you, baby? Somebody up above far greater than I assure you.
Jerusalem, you're blind to him. The Messiah has died. He has risen. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, bow down to your King. Jerusalem, promised one, he was the one, the one who was to come. Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification.